Okay, so for today's Dvar Halacha, we're going to talk about the mitzvah of lighting Neiris Shabbos. Part of the mitzvah of preparing for Shabbos at the onset of Shabbos is the lighting of Neiris Shabbos. The minhag generally is that a woman lights Neiris Shabbos, and with that lighting, she is mekabel Shabbos. So she shouldn't be doing melacha after the lighting of Neiris Shabbos. Me'ikar hadin, the general essential requirement of hadlakas neiris, is really just to light one ner. But as is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, the ikar minig is to extend it to two. Shamar v'zachar keneged, to correspond to the shamar v'zachar inyan, which is double. So the minig is to light not just one ner, which fulfills the basic requirement, but to light two neiris. And today, many people have the minhag of lighting the amount of neiros corresponding to the number of children in their family. Okay, so there are different minhagim as to exactly the amount of neiros to light, but the ikar chiyuv is to at least light one neir l'kavod Shabbos. It's well known that if a woman unfortunately forgets 1 week to light neiros for Shabbos, then Chazal imposed a knas on her. She's fined, and for this lack of judgment and for this forgetfulness, we tell her that going forward, she has to add a ner for the rest of her life. So basically, she had a certain amount of ners that she lit until now. Going forward, she should add one ner as a knas to remind her not to forget about Neiris Shabbos. This is the knas. However, if the reason why she forgot to light Neiris Shabbos was because some type of oinus, and it wasn't negligence that caused her to forget, but it was actually a solid, justifiable reason that caused her to forget, then we say that there's no knas. But if she was very negligent and she just missed it because she was irresponsible, then we say that she's fined and there's a knas and she should add a ner for the rest of her life. Because it's unclear, and there are different shittos in the Paiskim, b'di'eved, if a woman did forget to light Neiris Shabbos, and she wants to know, do I have to add a ner going forward for the rest of my life? Generally, what the Paiskim say is that as long as from some time after Plag HaMincha, she turned on a light in the house, l'kavod Shabbos, she did it in honor of the upcoming Shabbos in order to illuminate the house, that would suffice b'di'eved to be a fulfillment of this inyan of halakas neiros Shabbos, and therefore she wouldn't have the knas. So as long as she lit some light, even if she turned on a light after Plag HaMincha, which is the zman for halakha, and she did it for the honor of the upcoming Shabbos, that would negate the knas going forward, and she could rely on the fact that that was a adequate fulfillment of halakas neiros Shabbos. A couple of other points as it relates to this knas. The Mishnah Berurah brings a machlekes, and he actually doesn't paskin like the Primei Gadim, but there's a shaila about a woman who lit some Neiris Shabbos, but forgot to light all of the Neiris that she generally lights. So let's say she has the minig of lighting the amount of Neiris corresponding to the amount of children in her family. And she forgot some of the Neiris, but she did light Neiris for Shabbos. She just didn't light the full amount that she generally does. This is a machlokes, does the knas apply in this case or does it not apply in this case? Look at the Mishnah Berurah where he argues on the psak of the Primei Gadim regarding this matter. If we impose a fine on a woman who lit only some of the neiros that she generally lights, and whether or not a knas applies in this case. Another questionable case is a woman who was a guest somewhere. So she's a guest somewhere and the host lit neiros for Shabbos. So do we say that if this woman who is a guest forgets to light Neiris Shabbos, she has a knas going forward? Or do we say that maybe we can rely on the shittas that hold that once the host is lighting in the room and it's illuminating the meal, maybe that's sufficient b'di'eved and you don't have to impose a knas? Again, that's a machlekes. As long as after Plag HaMincha she lit some type of light, l'kavod Shabbos. Anyways, we wouldn't consent in this case, but this is, again, subject to a dispute. One final point, and this is an interesting point. The Rivvis Ephraim brings down the following psak. What's the story with a woman who forgot to light Neir Shabbos 1 week, and we imposed a knas on her. And now she's traveling. So the general minhag is that even if a woman lights 10 neiros on a regular week, let's say corresponding to each child in the family, the minhag is that when she travels, she only lights 2 neiros connected the main minhag of Zohar v'Shamar. That's been the general minhag. And the question is, if I already have a knas imposed on me because I forgot 1 week, do I have to add that neir even when I travel? So when I travel, it won't be 2 neiros, it'll be 3 neiros as a result of this knas. The Rivet Sefraim says that yes. And other paiskim as well say that yes. And this seems to be the majority opinion. That even though the general minhag is that when you travel, you only light 2 neiros, but if you already have this knas because you forgot 1 week, then that additional neir should be lit even when you travel.